This is America's Next Top Model, Cycle 24, the after show, right here on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh. Back again. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for another season, cycle 24, to be truthful here, of America's Next Top Model. It's great to be back here. We got a new cast of characters. I'm returning right now. I'm your main host, Mike Skocoza. You can find me online everywhere at Mike Skocoza, S-C-O-C-O-Z-Z-A. And I'm going to throw it over to my new co-host, Ashley.
And you guys can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
Oh my God, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome to the America's Next Top Model panel. This is this is the real deal here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get into it.
Let's do it then. I'm ready.
All right, so let's kick it off. I guess first things first, right? Tyra's back.
The boss is back.
The boss is back.
Yes.
And I gotta say, you know, I enjoyed Rita Ora last season. I think she's a great soul and a great person. But when it comes to this show, you just got to have Tyra. People want Tyra. You know, it's her baby, as she said. So it's really nice to have her back.
Yeah. I will admit, I've been a fan of America's Next Top Model since season one, when the production was not that great. But, you know, when Tyra kind of stepped off, I kind of, you know, I still watched it, but I wasn't like glued to the TV every week. So now that she's back, I'm all in again.
And I feel immediately, you know, last year they were pushing this sort of brand boss.
Yeah.
I want to say badass. There's another B in there somewhere that I'm forgetting right now.
Yeah.
And I feel like they were very much more looking for a personality for, you know, a lot of the contestants they had to me weren't very high-end, high-fashion. They were, to me, looking for sort of a brand and a personality.
I agree.
And I feel immediately with the people that we're seeing on the new season, it kind of went back to that sort of high-end fashion. You know, you have a lot of interesting-looking people, a lot of interesting characters. So I think fans of the show will enjoy that. I think I enjoy it. It was nice to see.
Yeah, I'm excited. Mama Bear's back. I love it.
So we should probably go over real quick the prizes for this year, right? So it is a spread in Paper Magazine, a contract with Next Model Management, who I don't think they were part of the prize last year. They were a couple seasons before. Mm-hmm. So now they're back. Next is back. And as well as a $100,000 prize, right?
Was it from Pantene?
From Pantene.
Yep.
Excuse me. Yes. From Pantene. You're right. So, you know, kind of the usual deal with the prizes here.
Yeah.
I would like to win those things.
Yeah, of course.
That's not a bad gig.
I'll take it.
You know, right away they get into there's some new rule changes anyway.
Yes.
So we have the same panel. So it is Drew Elliott from Paper Magazine. He is the creative editor. What are they?
Creative director.
Creative director. Yep. Thank you. You have Ashley Graham, who of course is a famous supermodel and body activist.
Yes.
And Law Roach, who is the creative stylist to the stars.
Yes, he will.
So same panel back, minus except Tyra's back here now.
Right.
And so right away they get into it. They said that any of the girls can get cut at any time.
I really like that.
I like it too.
I feel like sometimes in the past you've kind of almost drags out an episode a little bit, and I think this gives you a little bit of the adrenaline and like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen. And I think it's good for the contestants too, because it keeps them on their toes so they don't get comfortable and, you know, think that they only have to worry about the final challenge before the panel.
Well, I can tell you, the entire time you're in the house, your stomach's in a knot and you're never knowing what they're going to do anyway.
Right.
So this just adds a whole nother level to that, which, you know, it's great television.
Yeah.
It's great television. Yeah. I'm very curious to see, you know, how many times they actually exercise that right. Okay. If they do it all. I'm sure they will at some point.
Well, they've done it already in the first episode, remember?
Oh, before the runway.
Yeah.
Yeah, before the runway.
Now, I wonder if maybe, like you say, are they going to continue to do it throughout the whole season?
No, I want, like, in the middle of a photo shoot, that they just be like, out.
Girl, you're not serving it. You gotta go.
Yeah.
That would be heartless.
Yeah, oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, why would you put it in there if you're not going to do that?
True.
I guess they want you, you know, really, you know, you're always going to be on your toes. You never know who's watching.
Hey, I mean, in real life, that's how it is. I mean, I've been on a set before where we were trying on our clothes and the girl was complaining and they said, well, you can go home, and they sent her home. So
this is real life. This is real life, people. Happens. This is how it goes. we're gonna go back because we weren't here last week. Apologies. We'll be all together moving forward.
Wait, we forgot one change.
What else did we forget?
The age.
Oh shit! Yes, there is no age limit.
Right.
There is no age limit.
I love it. Oh. Thank you.
You know, I gotta say, this is just for my own selfish reasons, but I, up until this point, was the oldest person to ever go on the show.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was 27 when I did it.
Oh, man.
So I felt very fortunate to have that distinction, mm-hmm. and now I'm just another useless face.
Of course not.
Another forgotten name. no age limit.
I like that.
No age limit. And there, so right away, they start bringing the girls in mm-hmm. to sort of interview, and there were a couple girls who were older. Obviously, Erin, who's 43?
Something
like that, yeah.
Which is amazing.
She looks amazing. Yeah. Looks incredible. And what, she has, what, 5 kids, did she say? And grandkids?
Yeah.
It's insane.
Hey, black don't crack, huh?
No kidding. Who else? There was Christina, right?
Christina's, I think she's 32,
yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like this rule in particular because, I mean, look at Tyra, look at Iman. Some of your classic supermodels still look good to this day and even better than some of our supermodels right now. Well, they can still stand next to them and...
Tyra said it. She goes, I mean, at the end of the day, it's about how you look. Yeah. You know what I mean? If you look great, who cares?
Who cares about the age?
Who gives a shit? Yeah. I mean, it really is an industry, for the most part, dominated by kids. I mean, mm-hmm. most of the mod, like Tyra said, she started modeling, she was 15.
Yeah.
That's kind of par for the course for a lot of mm-hmm. girls, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really nice. I think it's really nice and refreshing to see people that are older that are giving it a shot and doing it. And I think that's great.
I agree.
So all of the hopefuls actually brought their own picture.
Yeah.
To show the judges, which I thought was very interesting. One, because, you know, it's really your first impression of mm-hmm. yourself to the judges. And I thought some of them chose really good pictures. And some of them chose, like, you were just like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I think it gives the judges a chance to see how creative you are, how you view yourself. Because just because you think it's a good a photo of you doesn't mean that it actually is.
Right.
But I like that they did that.
Yeah, I think it was a nice touch. That, you know, and that first episode is always like, you know, that's the first, they call it the casting episode or whatever they want. Yeah. So, you know, they're collecting all these different people. Mm-hmm. You know, no, I gotta say, did anybody really stand out to you from the get-go?
In a good way or a bad way?
Either way.
In a bad way, Christina.
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling her at all, and I'm still not. I think she's cute. I don't necessarily see model when I first look at her. She photographs well, from what I've seen so far. But, I just don't like the attitude because at the end of the day, when you're a model, you're a package. So not only do you have to be able to speak well and photograph well, but you're also a personality. And if you're not a good person to work with, you're not going to book jobs no matter how great your photos are.
Yes. Yes, I will say I know some people who are just terrible people that work all the time, but I think that's the minority. I think, you know, when people develop a reputation, and if you're on set all day with people, mm-hmm. you know, word gets around. So if you got a piss poor attitude, as they say, you're usually not gonna go too far.
Yeah, and then I look at it like this: like, you come to America's Next Top Model with that attitude, like. You're here for a reason because you need Tyra and you need the show. So let's stop, okay? Let's stop.
Right. I wrote down a couple names that I thought sort of stood out right away. I actually enjoyed Maggie at first. I thought she was kind of interesting, kind of cute.
Yeah.
Erin, obviously just for being the oldest, mm-hmm. but then also I thought she had a great look. I liked Sandra's look. She was very, you know, very attractive girl. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they, you know, and as we're starting to see now, if she's like a high-end model or so much just like a pretty face.
Yeah.
I also thought Akora, I thought, has just an incredible look. Yeah. To me, that was like, it's old school top model. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like what the show is about.
Yeah.
Christiana, am I saying
I
that the right way?
Yeah.
I something about her. I just mm-hmm. like dug her vibe. She's got a really, her face is gorgeous. She's got a really unique look.
She feels fresh to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like
her. Yeah. I like Kayla, although she kind of is quiet in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I think she's got a really great look. And then, of course, Liz was just like, she sort of reminds me of like a Courtney Love character. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, which, I mean, living in a house, I'm sure, is probably not the, it's probably annoying. But for television, I think she's fantastic.
Great.
It's great. Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get when you wake up in a house with her.
You have no idea. You have no idea. So, yeah, those were some that kind of stood out to me right away. And then I also noticed, too, when they were sort of backstage, you know, the one girl was from, was it like Idaho or some, like, you know, bumfuck town.
Was it Liberty?
One of them.
Yeah.
and, of course, like, Trump came up right away, which I was surprised they even, like, got into that. Like, I didn't think the show would want to... I don't know. Maybe it's just the culture that we're in where it's just going to come up regardless.
I think that I wasn't surprised that it came up. And I also wasn't surprised that there was a quote unquote Trump supporter there, because you kind of everyone has a role. You have Liz, who's kind of like the outgoing, you know, bubbly girl. But then you also have the girl that everyone kind of, I don't want to say hates, but they're kind of giving her the side eye.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I hope that she goes into the rest of this competition with an open mind, and that they don't let the politics and stuff ruin what could, you know, happen between the girls in the house.
Of course. Yeah. 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 I just found it interesting. I can't ever remember the show where all of a sudden they started talking about politics, you know,
Dang.
But it's the world we live in. It's 2018 right now.
Yeah.
Sorry, my phone froze as I'm looking at notes here.
Okay.
So, going back to the first episode, we're going to the very first photo shoot mm-hmm. at Greystone Mansion, mm-hmm. which is a gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous property here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
If you're ever visiting LA, go visit the Greystone Mansion. It's very gorgeous.
Beautiful.
And so they did a photo shoot styled by Nicola Formichetti,
mm-hmm.
I believe I said that right.
Yeah.
Who apparently is Gaga's creative director and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So they had some very interesting, unique, avant-garde clothes, which I thought was great for the first one. Like, let's do it big, you know?
Yeah, I like that they went big or go home. Who was your favorite? Can you remember? Who was your favorite mm-hmm. outfit?
I was actually at this runway show, that runway show.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. And I'm trying to think back. Kayla's outfit stood out to me a lot. I remember Liz ripping her thing, like the thing off, and I was just like, what is with this girl? it was great. Who else did I like?
I really liked Rio's outfit.
Rio's she was great with the red and then like that brain looking mm-hmm. thing on her head.
I like that.
Yeah, that was cool. I'm trying to think who else I really enjoyed. And I can't remember.
Was there anyone's runway walk that stuck out to you?
Well, Liz, I feel like this is going to be a common theme this year. Is this what stood out to you the most?
Yeah.
Oh, that crazy white girl, Liz. So that stood out. Usually there's one person that's just terrible.
Yeah.
So that usually stands out, although I can't think right now off the top of my head.
I kind of feel like in this first runway challenge, there wasn't anyone who stuck out good or bad.
Yeah.
But this second one, in the second episode, I had a bad and a good.
Well, it was tough with this first one because the outfits were so elaborate.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of room to maneuver, if you will. But even before they did that runway, they cut two girls after the photo shoot before the runway. I did make that note. Limna and Ikla. I wrote them down. I don't know how to pronounce them.
I'm
very sorry.
Something like that.
So sorry. So they cut two girls right before the runway. So I guess in a way they are kind of sticking to their word and saying, mm-hmm. Like if you can't cut it right now, we're getting rid of you.
Yeah.
So hey, I'm for it.
I'm for it too.
So then after the runway, the girls, they went into the house,
mm-hmm.
which I have to say, I'm thinking back of all the seasons I've seen. This might be the nicest house
in
Top Model history.
The nicest house, the nicest view.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Oh, my God. This thing was insane.
Yeah.
Up in the hills.
But there were only how many beds? 14 beds, right?
14. They always do that.
And there were 16 girls. So.
I also always feel like when the first time people get to the house, maybe it's just me, but I feel like, you know, everybody starts counting the beds. Yeah. And then people get like very, all of a sudden are like, well, this is my bed. Mm-hmm. And in my head, I'm thinking like, we just got here. Half of us are going to be gone tomorrow anyway. Like, why are you getting comfortable? Like, I'll sleep on the goddamn lawn. I don't care. I'm in the house. I'm here so far. Like, you know, I always thought it odd of people, especially people that kind of like aren't used to having anything. Yeah. And all of a sudden they get this. They're like, well, this is mine and this is mine.
I think it's just a territorial thing. Everybody's in competition mode.
It's true.
Maybe.
Maybe.
That's what I
said. I don't know. Just be grateful, people. Be grateful for what you got. You know?
I mean...
So they're in the house, and then we have Tyra comes, and we have a cut, we have an elimination. So they have, I think it was 18, and they were cutting it down to 14. Mm-hmm. So there's all the photos are there. They do the big reveal with the curtain, and there's only 14 photos left.
Yeah.
And most noticeably, the one that isn't there is Erin.
Is Erin
our 42-year-old amazing woman.
Yeah. And I was so heartbroken. Because I've been rooting for her the moment I laid eyes on her.
Of course. I feel like everybody's going to be rooting for her.
Yeah.
And it was interesting watching it, too, because they didn't really show anybody else's reaction that had gotten cut.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously being a mature woman, she just sort of handled it, mm-hmm. composed herself, and did what she had to do and left. And I thought, you know, I'm sure, obviously, I don't know, maybe I'm sure it was planned that they were going to bring her back. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But I thought that the discussion between her and Tyra was like just a very honest, you know, conversation, you know? And I think maybe it was maybe like a peer-to-peer kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they brought her back.
Yeah.
So they handed her a photo.
That's the other reason why I'm pretty sure it was designed to be that way, because, like you said, the conversation that they had between them was something that I feel like America needed to hear.
Yeah.
I think it kind of was also a way to reassure Erin in her abilities and not to, you know, even though she's not looking at her age as a factor, but just to remind you, like, you deserve to be here, age or no age. Like, you're going to be a great model. So I was so glad that she came back.
I want her to put those little kids in their place, too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, come on.
She's not going to do that.
Think at one point she's not going to, like, come down, like hard, motherly, like, stern?
I feel like she's only going to do that if something is directed towards her. I kind of feel like she's going to kind of mind her business and focus on the competition. She's not going to be in all the drama.
In that drama?
Yeah.
All right. I guess we'll see. So that was episode one. We have our 15 finalists.
Yeah.
Episode two, Beauty is a Trademark, right? Mm-hmm. That was the episode title. Well, I'm sorry. What does that have to do with the photo shoot? What did that, right?
I don't know.
Nothing. I mean.
It just sounds good.
Very generic. Very generic. But we started off with a runway challenge.
Yeah.
In Venice Beach, nonetheless.
Venice Beach. On the skate. What do you call it? Skate ramps?
Skate park? It was like a... there's probably a proper term for that.
Yeah. We'll have it next
Let
week.
Us know. and Stacey McKenzie's back.
Yes.
The Stacey McKenzie is back giving some much needed runway advice to some folks.
Yes, absolutely.
And once again, Liz stood out mm-hmm. for probably the wrong reasons, but
she's just all over the place.
All over the place. Who else didn't have such a great walk?
Let's see. Let me look at my notes. I said Liz. Liz was the only one that I had that was absolutely terrible.
Terrible.
I said Ryan was okay. And I liked Erin, Cora, and Jenna were my favorite three for the best walk.
Okay.
During the practice.
Mm-hmm. And then who won the runway challenge again?
Christiana won the runway challenge, as she should have. Like, and the thing about it, she said, like, she hasn't had a lot of experience. She never really has done runway before. But when they did the hair and makeup for her and she stepped out on that runway, she really transformed into a model. And you could just see it, like, oozing out of her. She was so in the moment. And I loved it.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's nice when you, like, see somebody get it. You know what I mean? You can almost, like, see the wheels kind of turning in their head and you mm-hmm. can see them becoming the person you want to see them become. You know? It's a really cool thing.
And they were wearing designs by Baja East. And the winner of the runway challenge, is able to walk in Baja East show during Fashion Week. So, Christiana, that's a great prize. She just won.
Work it.
I'll take it.
So then after the runway challenge,
then we had the photo shoot.
We had a photo shoot, and it was a maternity inspired photo shoot. I guess I didn't think about it, but there really are a lot of it's a thing right now. It's maternity photo shoots. Yeah.
And I like how if you're gonna do a maternity photo shoot, you have to do it right. And I like how the maternity shoots have been pretty much like fashion forward, very glamorous looking. This is definitely a new concept we've seen. I have never seen anyone do this before.
I can't recall, no.
But I was kind of digging it. I kind of liked it.
Yeah, and I think Drew kept saying a lot too. He's like, you know, we want to see you. We want to see you glow, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that was really the best way to sort of to put it.
Yeah.
Right. You want to see that sort of internal beauty sort of radiate, you know. So I thought he put it beautifully. And the photographer for this was Charlotte Rutherford, mm-hmm. who I guess worked with Drew for the Black China paper cover.
Paper cover, yeah.
I didn't know that happened until today. I was like, what is this? So yeah, Charlotte Rutherford. Bringing in big names. Did anybody really stand out to you during the photo shoot for the maternity?
I really liked Rio.
Yes.
I liked Aaron.
Yes.
Surprisingly, I was kind of hoping for a little bit more from Cora. I kind of feel like she was a little bit lackluster, and I don't know if it was because of the belly or the dress, but she didn't really give me as much as I was hoping for. Even though she did get best photo.
She won best photo, which I was a little... I mean, it was good, but I thought it could have been better, you know?
Yeah.
So I was a little surprised by that as well. I enjoyed Jenna's, right? Jenna, mm-hmm. is that how you say it?
Yeah.
I actually thought Liberty's photo was really nice. Yeah. I thought that was a really good photo. And Christiana's as well. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed hers. And, you know, we saw, you know, a lot of times when we're watching the show, they'll make it seem like somebody's struggling in the shoe. And then, of course, they have like this amazing photograph.
And that's what happened with Liz. She kind of seemed like she was struggling a little bit, you know, being typical Liz. But she actually had a really nice photo.
It was. Yeah. But they did point out during the, like, Brendy was struggling during the photo shoot, mm-hmm. as well as homegirl Maggie.
Yeah.
And they ended up being the bottom two. Mm-hmm. The bottom two.
What did you feel? I feel so bad for Brendy. I feel like she is getting in her own head because of what she's gone through and because she wants this so bad. She's almost, I just hope that she doesn't let it take her out of the game.
I mean, it's a very good possibility. It could. I agree. I think she has a lot of potential. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but eventually you got to wake up and snap out of it. So otherwise you're going to go home.
I agree.
Otherwise you're going to go home.
Hey, but everybody in the chat, we have a few people in the chat. Sky Patterson. Let's see. It's time to bring back Miss J and Mr. J. Oh my God. I know. I love it.
Miss J is great. Miss J is great.
They are great. Let's see. Naomi Campbell. So tell you guys in the chat, let us know who did you feel like had the best photo this episode?
I gotta say, nobody really stood out as like, aww.
Right.
And I didn't think anybody was either just terrible, you know?
I agree.
And I don't know if that speaks to the level of the competition. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll have to see how it plays out, right?
Maybe once we get the makeovers. Yeah. And we see how they go.
Yes.
But now, I'm interested to see how you felt about Maggie, because they did address this in the very beginning part of episode 2 about her speech, and even the judges talked about this, about her, the whole homegirl persona and how she turns it on with certain people and how she turns it off with certain people. What did you think about that?
You know, I think that's probably a lot of people, mm-hmm. To be honest with you. I think maybe we all do it to some extent in some way. You know, maybe you act a little differently around some people, whether it's subconsciously or not.
Yeah. Do you think that's part of why she got sent home?
Yeah, I think the judges definitely, if they just aren't vibing with you, it doesn't matter if you're taking good photos. Okay, maybe if you're taking, like, amazing photos.
Right.
But, like, if you're not taking the best photos and they're not vibing with you at all, I think they get to the point where they're like, well, do I feel like I'm wasting my time? You know what I mean?
But then,
I don't know.
At the same time, like, because I definitely feel like that's a big reason why they sent her home. But at the same time, you compare that situation to Christina, where they weren't feeling her either, but she's still there.
She is still
and
there.
I didn't feel like her photo was any better than Maggie's.
It was weird. You know, at first, I didn't like her photo. And then after looking at it, like kind of like looking at it, there was something, and somebody even said there was something in her face that was so like, it was a little striking, you know? Because I think even the judges were sort of split, like, so half of them loved it, and half of them were like, what is this?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, I think they're still intrigued by her, Christina, I'll say, enough to sort of like, because I think they do see a lot of potential in that. I think Maggie, you know, probably had more to bring to the competition, but this is America's Next Top Model. You know, you're going to get cut. That's what happens.
So, well, who would you have sent home? I think I would have sent Maggie home, too. I don't know. There's something about Brandy that I do like.
Yeah.
And I would want to see more of.
Yeah.
Over Maggie.
I think I would have to agree with that. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't love Ivana. Okay. I didn't love her photo. To me, it was like very meh.
Blah.
Yeah. Meh. Yeah, I think a lot of people are unsure about Christina. That seems to be the consensus.
Yeah. I just hope that she gets nicer, but I mean, according to the preview that we saw for the next episode, it's not going to happen right now.
I guess we should see. So who do you kind of have now, you know, we're two episodes in. Mm-hmm. Who do you kind of see kind of pulling maybe as like a front runner? Who do you like maybe personally, and then who do you see going far in the competition?
Okay. I'm kind of tied between Cora and I can't remember her name. She's the one that had the red on in the maternity shoot. Long black hair. Crap, I can't remember her name. You guys in the chat.
I can't remember her name. I don't remember.
But those two, and as far as I really like Erin, but I don't think she's gonna make it. I give her maybe another two episodes.
Two, okay.
And then as far as who I think the judges are gonna go for, I think I'm gonna say Christiana.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
Okay, I agree with you on Erin. I think she's amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's not going to win.
No.
You know, she'll get by a few rounds. Mm-hmm. But that's what I think on that. Liz, love watching Liz.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to win, but, you know, they'll keep her around for a while, keep things interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm all for that. I really do like Cora. I think she has a chance to go very far in the competition.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree. I think looks and alone, you know, I think I agree with the judges. You want to kind of see more from her
as
a person. I like Kayla. I know she's been very kind of quiet thus far, but I think she has a chance to go far in this thing.
Okay.
I think she's going to blossom down the road here. So that's kind of who I'm seeing stand out right now.
Okay. Well, I know I'm excited for these makeovers. It's always my favorite part of the competition. Hopefully there's no tears.
It's makeover day. There's probably going to be tears.
No tears, ladies, please.
Did it look like they were shaving somebody's head in that preview?
Yes, and that's the one I can't remember her name that I think is going to go pretty far.
Oh, really?
I think it's Ivana. I think that's her name. But yes, the one that I saw them shaving someone's head, she's the one I think is going to go. She's a very interesting look. So just like, you know, Tyra, when she calls people an alien, it's a compliment. She has that alien look. She's she's biracial, so I think she has the ability to pull off a lot of different looks. She's very versatile. And she's not tall. I think she says she's only 5'6 or 5'7.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is yeah. little.
So
for the industry.
Yeah. I'm interested to see what they're going to
do. I definitely think they're going to, at least from what I'm gathering so far, kind of stick to the high-end theme. I got to say, and I'm not, I feel like I might catch some flack for this. Mm-hmm. Tyra's amazing. I love her. If you actually look back at her career, she didn't do like a lot of high-end stuff. Like she True. Did more sort of commercially. Yeah, she did. Obviously, Victoria's Secret, and I'm trying to think of some of the other bigger campaigns, Sports Illustrated. But she wasn't doing Gucci and Fendi and a lot of the higher-end campaigns that other girls were doing. So, again, it's not a – I guess it is kind of a dig at her. Sorry, Tara.
It's the truth. I think the few high-end stuff she did was very early in her career when she was a teenager.
Right.
Before she was Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks, the supermodel.
Yeah.
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 But I like that I like that the show is going in that direction. Because I feel like it definitely got away from that in a lot of ways. I guess the industry is constantly changing, but if we're really talking about modeling, it's always about the high end. You know what I mean?
True.
You always want to be working in Milan or Paris or London or New York.
Yeah.
So let's get back to that.
Let's do it.
Should we get into some predictions for next week?
Yeah. Let's get into predictions.
Sometimes we have a little.
Not today.
All right, so so let's see. Who do you have? Who do you have? Maybe for best photo and for going home next week.
TV predictions.
Here we are. Predictions.
Ooh, the light is blinking.
Okay.
Yes, let's hear it.
Best photo. I would have given best photo to Rio. I feel like she was very effortless. She definitely had that glow. And I think she's naturally pretty. And just has that natural look. She doesn't need a ton of makeup. So that's who I would have gave best photo to.
Okay, who do you think could go home next week here?
Next week? I'm going to say Liberty.
You know, I was actually just going to say Liberty. Just saying that because you said it. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I kind of feel like what they said to her initially, like she's a very pretty girl. But she doesn't scream model because there's definitely a difference. So I just don't. And in her personality, to be on top of it, she just doesn't even compare to the rest of the girls, in my opinion. And it's no shade to her and not to go against her looks, but she can go for me.
Okay, I feel like we're on the same page here. We're digging in for cycle 24 here.
All right.
All right. Well, I would you like to say anything else?
No, that's it. Like I said, I'm ready for these makeovers. I cannot wait.
Makeover is always a good one. Always a good
Let's
one.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, where can everyone find you out there, Ashley?
Everyone, Ashley Allen here. You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Ashley Reed Allen.
And I'm your host, Mike Scocozza. You can find me everywhere, Mike, Scocozza. Check it out. Thank you very much. We will be back here next week, and hopefully I think we're going to have a full panel as well. So lots of new faces. Yes, we're going to dig in.
So we'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
Herein are those of the host only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.